This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight, a big shakeup in the Trump administration. Michael Flynn resigns as national security advisor. It has to do with the fact that he says he misled the administration because of a meeting. He said specifically that he had misled Mike Pence, the VP, and other top White House brass about his conversations with the Russian ambassador to the United States. Flynn, who served in the job for less than a month, said he had given incomplete information regarding a call he had with the ambassador about tail end of December, about American sanctions against Russia weeks before the inauguration. Previously, he denied he had any kind of a conversation with the ambassador, and Mr. Pence repeated that claim in TV interviews, right? But on Monday, they said the Justice Department warned the White House that Flynn had not been forthright about his conversations with the ambassador. So as a result, a resignation letter the White House emailed to reporters. Flynn said he had numerous calls with foreign officials during the transition, but because of the fast pace of events, he inadvertently briefed the VP-elect and others with incomplete information about his phone call with the Russian ambassador. So he said he had to tender his resignation. The White House said it was replacing Flynn with retired Lieutenant Governor Joe Kellogg Jr. of the Army, a veteran, a Vietnam War veteran, as acting national security advisor. And boy, the president really liked Flynn, so this had to be kind of a tough one. He illustrates with this tumultuous kind of run at the National Security Council, the chaos that, unfortunately, sometimes is happening in the White House, in the administration, and then you don't want that uncertainty. So immediately, at least with the interim, the idea you've got to get the interim immediately in, and that's exactly what happened. Denied again, too, by the way, as this is going on, Trump's travel ban. Another judge weighs in and says, no, not on my watch. That's not happening pretty much. So it's not going anywhere. The administration may have decided the chance of success at the Supreme Court is poor. For the last year, the court has had just 8 members, and a 4-4 would leave the appeals court ruling in place. It would take 5 votes to overturn the ruling, and it appears unlikely that that would happen at right now. So that stays pat. While that's happening, there's a dam in Northern California where they don't give a you-know-what about all the nonsense in Washington because they're fearing for their lives, their property, and everything else. The evacuees may be away from their homes, they say, for weeks. All you have to do is go look at the videotape and see the hole in the dam. About 200,000 of the more than 18 or 150, something, it was a crazy number, 150 people that evacuated could be there longer. So that's a lot, 200,000 people. Oroville's emergency spillway. That's the problem. They can't have a catastrophic flood. In fact, they're appealing to the president to declare a major state of emergency for the area. Jerry Brown, the governor, told reporters he had a conversation with a Trump cabinet member, but he wouldn't say the name. The Federal Emergency Agency is providing water and blankets and cots and all the stuff that they do a day after the urgent Sunday night evacuation. Officials with the state agency responsible that operate that dam were confounded by the failure of the spillway that was supposed to be the dam's backup plan. That is scary. Because you know why? This is the highest dam in America. This is our biggest thing. The main structure is 90 or 85 million cubic yards of earth and is sound. But just over a week ago, a hole appeared in the concrete spillway off to its side and quickly grew as the surging water blasted off chunks of loose concrete and pushed them downhill. So that meant, okay, we can't mess around with this. I mean, the system was installed in the 60s, they say. It was monitored. They don't know what caused the damage. It was designed for higher flows. Lower flows create more energy. They can't really figure out what caused this to erode. But they had to evacuate, that's for sure. And they say it could be at least 2 weeks before they're able to put a plan in place to make the repairs. Heavy trucks moving rocks in a staging area. Crews are filling the erosion around the spillway with boulders and grass and gravel and all that stuff that you do. But it's letting out water at the rate of about 100,000, if you know your math, 100,000 cubic feet per second, because they're trying to lower the lake level to 50 feet below its capacity. And then there would be more runoff, accommodating storms. But it's not a good situation to be in if you're one of those people that lives close to that dam, and there are people that live pretty close. Who would think? But I'm glad they caught it. Imagine if they hadn't caught that and that came tumbling down on the population. You want to talk about a disaster. That's a disaster. Ugh. Awful. And for the people, if they have to be on cots, if they have to figure out ways around it, better that scenario than they're in the situation where they have no place to go. When I say no place to go, I mean, it's too late. Everything's flooded out. It would be absurd. Absurdly sad is what it would be. So thank goodness. Boom. Caught it. Done. Inconvenient for a few weeks, but safe after that. Coming up on America Tonight, we dive into the mailbag. And, of course, we've got a conversation at the tail end of the show with a woman I've had dinner with and have had lots of interesting conversations with her. And I think she's got something in this edition of It's Your Business to apply to all of us, and it has to do with follow-up. How many of you are in sales? Raise your hand. Everybody's in sales. And you know that you've got to close a deal, and you've got to close a deal. You've got to figure out that deal, and you've got to close it. Too many people, however, fall through the cracks when it comes to the follow-up. So Lois Kramer is an expert in that. We have her on at the tail end of the show to talk about it. Right now, though, your emails, we're headed there next on ATN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The mailbag is full, full, full. I love it. Lots of thoughts about what's going on, politically speaking, I suppose is the best way to put that. Also, what's happening as far as the buzz in your backyard. Number one is this one. I got a ton of emails about this statement by Joe Scarborough saying that he's predicting that Donald Trump will be impeached in 6 months if Trump defies the courts. So he said on Monday that he'll face impeachment proceedings if he follows the White House policy advisor's advice to keep defying the court rulings on the immigration orders, because what Scarborough is saying is somebody who was in government, because that was he was a congressman before, he's saying that they'll face that for sure. And his reasoning is because if he's not adhering, the courts are saying that it's just dumb if he follows what he's saying. He said it's just the worst advice you could possibly ever get. So Donald Trump tweeted out, "Congratulations, Stephen Miller, on representing me this morning on various Sunday morning shows." And that was the reaction to it. Miller sparred with Stephanopoulos on ABC this week and told him that the judiciary is not supreme and that the judges at both the Ninth Circuit and in Seattle took power for themselves that belongs squarely with the president. So there you go. And the emails that I got from many of you, one from Mike, one from Joseph, one from Ray, all three of you said, do you think that that's true? Do you think he'll be he could be impeached. And well, they obviously, when the court rules, you can't defy. It's true, you can't defy court orders. Agreeing with the decision or not, you can't do that. Just like Scarborough said, he doesn't agree with the Ninth Circuit's decision to keep a stay on the executive order, that it was wrongly decided. I agree, but it's the question of the powers, and that's what would be questioned. It's not what the ruling is of the Ninth Circuit decision, and therein would lie the problem. So he is accurate in that. Yes, yes. If that's the case, then there would be impeachment hearings. But, of course, I don't think it would even get down to that. I can't imagine that then there wouldn't be a serious turn somewhere. But, boy, follow this one for sure, as we are following this very, very closely. All right, and this came in, too. This came in from Max, who said, Kate, I know you pay attention to polls. You jokingly refer to yourself as the poll princess. Did you see the latest Gallup poll? Trump is getting pummeled. It's interesting because if you listen to the talk radio airwaves, most are saying positive things about Donald Trump. So where's the disconnect? Yes, I did see the Gallup poll. It was a terrible all-time low. 41% of Americans surveyed said they like the job that he's doing. 53% say he's not doing a good job just 3 weeks into his presidential term. So his approval ratings are worse than 10 other presidents since Gallup started polling, including Barack Obama, who scored 38 on two separate occasions, right? So anyway, they'll keep tracking that. And what Trump said, he tweeted out, any negative polls are fake news, just like CNN, ABC, NBC polls in the election. Sorry, people want border security and the extreme vetting. So that then becomes the question, extreme vetting and border security. And this is, we go back to the same issue. We move from Trump and the tsunami of thoughts about the Ninth Circuit Court, how that's all chasing down. Again, an avalanche of emails on that, too. An interesting email that I got from Nan in California. Are you aware, Kate, of the evacuation going on with this California dam? It's crazy to see what's happened here. Let me be more specific for Nan. About 200,000 people had to be evacuated Monday to fix the erosion of an emergency spillway at our tallest dam in the country. And they're saying, man, this is uncontrolled floodwaters if it fails. About 150 miles northeast of San Francisco. So that is disastrous. I was looking at a photo of it shooting out. And it's, it's almost shocking, I guess, is the best way to describe it. So they've set up shelters. They're really hoping everyone clears out. I'm sure there's a lot of high anxiety and there's a lot of gridlock. And, you look at these counties and you've got 200,000 people at least. So in Northern California, they've brought in about 250 different kinds of officers to get to the evacuation because they realize what's happening and maybe they're not reaching people, or maybe people think they're too far down the stream, I'll say, and that it'll be okay and they won't be flooded. And if you see the way this water is coming out, oh, I can see how if people stayed, it would be, no, not good. Because there's no way you're fighting this. Now, I wonder why the shelters are running out of blankets and all that other kind of stuff, necessities, because it is bad. I mean, we're talking about there's a hole. They spotted a hole, engineers, on Sunday afternoon on the concrete lip of a secondary spillway. It's a 770-foot tall dam. And they said when they saw it, it could fall within the hour. So that was like, just grab your stuff and get out. So, yes, of course, people are anxious and confused and they don't understand it. But the main thing is, it's like a disaster movie. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. You know, when we see these disaster movies, and that's the whole idea, this is really happening. I mean, there's no question nobody is getting out of this. Nobody. All right, let's move on to this one from Brad. Kate, I know you're a music fan. Adele, baby, she is good. You know why I like Adele? Because it's no flash, trash, anything else. It's just about her voice as a musician. I can totally appreciate that. And I thought it was great that she won all those Grammys. Yeah, she won like four Grammys. And I guess she, she was the belle of the ball. She got album, record, song of the year. You know, they were billing this as a Beyonce versus Adele. But it's really musicians, all musicians, who's ever up for the categories. So she quite an accomplishment. You know, she actually used one of her speeches to honor Beyonce and her Lemonade album, which was up for a lot of, you know, which was up for a lot of awards. So she was the one who cleaned up. I mean, just cleaned up at the Grammys. And, you know, who can't recall an Adele song? I'll give you a few minutes to think about that. Let's move on to this one. Let's move this. And by the way, David Bowie also won 4 awards. And of course, his death was so shocking to a lot of people last year. Let's move on to this one. This is from Amy, who says, Kate, how about the house that's trying to block in D.C.? On the Hill, they're trying to block the death with dignity law. As somebody who's seen a relative go through some awful disease, I have to tell you, I'm against that. I think that we have a right to die with dignity. You should talk about that on your show. We've had people on to talk about that. And you're right, on the Hill, they're talking about this resolution, and they're deciding whether to send this to the House floor, and it would block the District of Columbia's death with dignity law. That's specifically what it is. Oversight Chairman Jason Chaffetz, who's a Utah Republican, has voted to stop the law. He says it's misguided and immoral. The law was signed last year by a Democratic mayor who would allow terminally ill patients to end their lives with a doctor's help. And Congress has the power to change that. And of course, we know in this country, you want to ignite a massive debate. There's one place where you could really do it. Okay, here's another. I'm going to squeeze another one. And this one is from Tara, who says, man, my days in the Army were well spent. It led to a better education and a super good job in the end. Kate, I was reading the USA Today over the weekend, and I saw that the Army is going to recruit more soldiers, so they're spending money and bonuses. I say bravo to that. Yeah, they want like 6,000 more soldiers because they need to fill spots. And so they're spending, you're right, $300 million in bonuses and advertising over the next 8 months, shorter enlistment periods, because some people, families, whatever, they want to enlist, but they can't, the period's too long. They're saying recruiters are going to be eligible to receive bonuses of $500 per month to stay on the job for another year. So pretty interesting. We'll see. We need soldiers, that's for sure. All right, thanks so much for all your thoughts. Remember, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me.
A big shout out to all our friends in New Orleans and Portland. In the great state of Texas, all over the place, in Florida, same thing, in New Jersey, in Illinois, and all those parts in between. We welcome you to the show, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of yous. People always ask me, wow, you don't seem like you grew up outside of Philadelphia. Does everyone say yous? I wasn't allowed to say use. I suppose some people say use. It's like people in Texas that everybody walking around Texas says y'all. That's not true. Occasionally, I don't know, maybe it falls in occasionally. All right, the big fallout in Washington is Michael Flynn is done. He resigns. Interim replacement, national security, and it's kind of a mess. But this 3 weeks has been a wild ride, hasn't it been? Let's go to Creme de la Creme.
I tell you, them there politicians and whatnot, I tell you, you know, most of us ain't watching TV. We're working now.
Yeah, that's right. We have to work. We have no time for that nonsense.
So if they want to go, so if Trump wants to go ahead and reactivate star juries and internment camps and death squads, you know, we ain't going to be paying attention. You know, he can get rid of all that mess and then, you know, just bring back something where we change the channel. Speaking of which, I was watching this commercial of this new innovative thing about catching colon cancer. I don't know if you've seen it, you know, where you can ship off your own and have it.
Yes.
What I found weird was, you know, in the commercial, here's this other company, the UPS there. I wonder how the attorneys try and explain that one. They calling the company You Poop, We Ship?
Clever.
Also, when the truck pulls up, does the horn go poop, poop, or does it go...
Oh, that would be so bad. Oh, you are hilarious.
You wouldn't want to work for the company either because,
no.
You know, at least in them porta potties, they got the blue water that disinfects the germs. But, boy, if you roll one of them trucks over.
That'd be nasty business, wouldn't it?
And also, you could get caught in Van Nuys in the middle of June next to one.
Yeah, the stench would be incredible. How did they do it in the old days when they used to just throw things out of the castle wall? I don't know.
Well, they, you know, everything went downstream.
That's right. Just make sure you don't look up in those days.
Well, my family, on my dad's side, I told you about him being up there in Tennessee.
Yeah,
The actual family log home, one of the old ones, no windows, no nothing. It's so smoky because burning logs in there. The creek runs underneath the front porch. And the first thing you do when you come up there is they walk over and say, you wash the dishes on this side of the porch and you poop and bathe over on that side.
Don't get them confused.
That's right. You always do it downstream. What you want to keep, and see, that's kind of the problem with these backwards companies, especially like Haiti. There's one creek that goes down through there, and every time they have a problem, it ends up with, dysentery and some of the other diseases, and that's because they don't take consideration of what they're doing in that creek, little creek that comes down through the center of town, comes out of the mountains. And then they always, you know, that's just not being educated.
I agree.
Because they wash their dishes and everything, living in them tents. And they've tried every time a disaster, but they end up having a high case of dysentery. I mean, you hear it every time.
You do?
Yeah, well, in my lifetime, I've heard it three times. Because Haiti's, you know, been hit by
I've heard it at least three times.
Yeah, and hurricanes and volcanoes where they lost, or the earthquakes where they lost everything. And each time, you know, they plead, the World Health Organization plead, and we got bad cases of dysentery.
Yeah, it's not good, no.
And they show the camera shot of that one little creek coming down out of the mountain to the main town.
Yeah, and they have it figured out, you're right.
And they can't explain that to them for some reason, you know. Hey, look, go dig you a hole and do your business in the hole, but when it comes to this creek, you can wash and you can drink out of it. But if you have first person peeing or pooping in it, you're going to get sick.
I agree with you. I mean, the dysentery freaks me out. I absolutely, and it's one of the hardest problems to solve for all of those reasons that you just said, creme de la creme, no question about it. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in Texas.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Okay. This city slicker came to this farmer's place, and he says, I've got a question for you. Does a chicken lie an egg, or does a chicken lay an egg? The farmer chewed on a straw says, well, we usually just lift the chicken up and we take the egg.
That's a very, very good joke. You have to be smart like me to understand, and I like it.
Well, you're smart. That's
I
why
like
I love
it's
you.
It's good. It's good.
You're smarter than the average bear.
It's good.
Okay, now we're getting a little bit political here, nothing serious. Now, look, don't worry about Donald Trump. He's going to be fine. He's going to be able to slap these little judges, little Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democrat judges upside the head and get his programs put through. It's just going to take a little bit of time. Now, if you want to see the kind of support Donald Trump has, I'm going to give it to you right now. I heard about this today on Rush Limbaugh. A singer showed up with a support Donald Trump type dress on and the bright screaming red that is synonymous with Trump. And she had a record that was number 524,000 down on the hit parade list. And after she was kind of given a quick little interview with her and blah, 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 then within the next few hours, her album sold 18 million% higher, and her record came out as the third most bought record in the country.
Wow.
18 million% increase with just one thing, and I didn't buy a single one of them, but there's a whole lot of people that did, and this is just the beginning. They try to couch this as if they're in charge or the election was a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake. We voted for Donald Trump. We didn't vote for Marxism, socialism, communism, or democratic monopolization. We voted to reinstall freedom. We voted to get our schools straightened out, to get this nation straightened out. And if Donald Trump isn't going to be impeached, we're going to take names and kick some butt, and that's the way it's going to be. And you little slimy Democrats don't like it. That's tough. It's called an election. And guess what, kids? We're coming for you in 2018, too. We're going to clear the board.
Yeah, I agree that the pieces have moved. The board, thanks, Dan, is going to be cleared. There's no doubt about that. We're already seeing that. And if it continues this way, like you say, is he going to be impeached or not? I right now I'm saying be or not, but how long does that last? I don't know. Jason Stanek, not to be confused with Jason Stratham, is in our mothership studio right now running America Tonight. And I thought we would do a fun little kind of Price is Right with Jason. Jason, are you up for this?
Sure thing.
I like that. Sure thing. I don't know what I would have said if you said no. I would have gone to my dog who is hugging my feet. So let me ask you this. So Tom Brady, off of his fifth Super Bowl win, he announced he has a memorabilia and autograph service. TriStar announced a private signing with Brady. And they say it's going to cost so much money for the future Hall of Famer's autograph. So if you wanted to get a licensed trading card, which is 3x5x5 for Tom Brady, how much would it cost you?
$10.
You wish. $499.
That's way too much.
That's way too much. How about this? Full-size helmet or jersey, $849. That's like quadruple, more than that of normal jersey. That's ridiculous. How about this? Let's see if you can get this. The next one is a flat item larger than 11 by 14, a mini helmet or a football. How much would that run you?
Going by these numbers, $350.
$350. Guess again, $819.
What?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. $819. How about this? Reproduced artwork, canvas, or multi-signed items with five or more signatures? $1,399. That is steep, brother. That is steep. Thank you, Jason.
All right.
Well, the prices go up. Brady, Brady won his fifth Super Bowl. That's what they say. If you went to 2015, a flat item would have gone for $6.49, now $7.99. Woo! Lois Kramer coming up next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Up with Lois Kramer, Book More Business. What a brilliant name for a business, right? Especially when she's in the business of doing that, helping us speakers. And so many of us, I think, I'm going to speak for myself, struggle with the, I think it's the follow-up. You get off the stage, you've crushed it, you've creamed it, you know that. There's an avalanche of people that rush up to you. You do have offerings, but suddenly it becomes chaotic. People tell you they want to book you or they want to get one of your programs, and all of a sudden, you know, they're out the door, they grab a card, and then you've lost them. Lois, help us, please. What do we do?
What a common dilemma you just related, Kate. This is something that we all hear. You know, you go, you're hired, you do a great job. As you said, people are swarming you with questions. They're interested. And then you go back to your office and nothing happens. And I think the reason nothing happens is because we are not taking control of the situation. We want people to come to us. And what we have to do is take control of every contact. And to me, Kate, it's all about leveraging. I think too many times we go out and we do a great job do a, deliver a great program, it's well received, and then we go back and say, wow, that was great, I'd love to do that again, I hope somebody calls me, and the phone doesn't ring. And I think that the magic is in the follow-up, as you said. It's in the follow-up, and something that I've been talking about lately to chapters and writing about, as a matter of fact, something that I call aftercare, which is what you're going to do after the program with the client.
Ooh, I like that, aftercare. That's a great buzzword. So what are some of the things that we can do after the training, the workshop, speaking, any of that?
Well, I believe that it should all start very naturally with a follow-up thank you call. And that would be just us calling and saying, Joe, I just wanted to call and say thanks again for bringing me in. I enjoyed my program. I wanted to make sure the feedback continued to be as positive as was as what I heard. And I would love to use some of that feedback as a testimonial. And one thing, Kate, I think that we don't ask, anytime you work for a private business or a corporation, ask what associations do you belong to? Because that's the way to get your foot in the door with associations, to have your name walked in by a member of the association. And lots of corporations are members of many, many associations that you may be a fit for. So that's a good question to ask. But to roll into the aftercare, I think a great way to set it up is just to say, you know, I loved speaking with your group, and using one of my phrases that pays, do you think it would make sense? Do you think it would make sense at this point to make sure the ideas and the techniques that I discussed in my program are actually implemented in your business? Because if that sounds like something that would be a positive to you, I'd love to work with you on that. So that's how we introduce the idea of aftercare. And then it's a matter of what do you have to offer? Are you a consultant in your area of expertise? So, say, are you, I used to speak on sales to corporate sales teams. So I would follow up and I would say, do you think it would make sense for me to work with your sales managers in a small group to make sure that my techniques and tactics are actually applied by your sales team? And that's a hard thing, Kate, for them to say, no, that makes no sense. We spent thousands of dollars to bring you in, but to implement it, no, we don't have any interest.
And oh, that's
we want
good.
That to be a hard no.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, you can do a number of things. You can consult. I did small group consulting. Now we don't have Google Hangout, but you can do it on Zoom. You can do it on a number of programs, Skype. You can even record it for team members who can't be there when you call. You can do one-on-one consulting if your expertise is leadership, to implement some of the leadership ideas. You can even do things like teleseminars, follow-up articles, maybe even follow-up training to larger groups within the group that you just spoke to. And all of this requires taking that next step with the client. And
how?
Then, you know, I found that when I did my sales programs, sometimes I looked at my speech almost as a paid showcase.
Mm.
And sometimes I made more on the back end consulting than I did on the speech.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How much time do you really, what's the optimum amount of time? You know how that is. Oh, I'm traveling. Oh, a week goes by, 2 weeks goes by, 2 weeks go by. You got to do that right away, don't you?
Exactly. And I think, you know, thank you for mentioning that, because I think the magic is in following up within 48 hours, within 48 hours of your platform time, while they're still kind of in the glow and everybody's remembering what a great job you did. This is when you really want to ask them, do you want to implement this, instead of just hearing about it? I can help you implement it. And then, as I said, a number of ways that you can change your role from speaker to actual resource. And that's when the money really starts coming in to me. So I think the magic is all about leveraging that engagement through good follow-up and offering an aftercare, depending upon what your talent is, what you can offer, and then completing the whole picture by speaking about it, making sure they're applying your ideas, and seeing them work. And when they work, they're going to want more of you.
And Lois, it really is important these days because you could be killing it as a keynote speaker, but you said it. You were really making more money. It was like it was a showcase for you. And I have a feeling, and I said that at the top, I'll raise my hand. I know that I've let a lot of dollars go out the door. And what about when people come up to you and they were in the audience? Let's say you weren't just in a corporation, which is great, or just one company, but you were speaking to a multitude of people, and then you get that same rush, and they're putting business cards. You were terrific. Gosh, I would love to talk to you about coming to my company, but you can't talk to them there, and other people are throwing down cards, and it gets really confusing.
Yes, it can get really confusing. And I think what you need to do is try and take control of that situation as much as you can. You know, I always used to say, I'm happy to give you a business card, or I'm happy for you to give me a business card, but I want us both to do the exchange because I know I'll follow up with you. You may not, but I will if I take charge of it. And now we have ways to engage and get that audience contact information, actually better ways, Kate, than just the old business card, by having them text with programs like Jeff Mason's Kiwi Live. Mm-hmm. Have them text a keyword and get a handout or a blog post, and they're rolled right into your database, and you are going to take control of that contact. And I think that, again, timing is everything. And I know for solopreneurs it's hard to do everything on your own, but making sure that you are really leveraging in a timely way, I think, is the magic to booking more business after one initial speech.
Well, I love that. And I know a lot of people do that. For instance, as you said, Kiwi Live, or being able to send something back, the blog, the white paper, the whatever. So you've got that first touch immediately. And that's just a little strategizing, having it ready ahead of time, of course. And we have those things. And if you have them ready, then it's easy to let that drip out.
It is. And it can buy you more time if you're on the road and you're a little bit busy. Making sure that they are hearing from you in a timely manner can buy you a little bit of time. So I am still a stickler for following up as quickly as you can, because that's when they're going to remember what a great job you did, what a great resource you are, and they're going to think of how many ways can we use this person.
Yeah, great, great advice. Lois Kramer, Book More Business, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Fun being with you today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.